Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the judgiest place. I gotta retake that. I coughed.
Now we gotta keep it in.
Welcome back, boys, girls, and NBs, to the judgiest place on the internet. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are the judgies. No emotion this episode.
Oh, no. I'm already smiling.
Fuck.
I don't.
Take it from the top.
I don't think I can not smile. How bad does this look?
Are you not smiling? I feel like that's normally your smile.
Oh, no.
You're absolutely killing it right now.
Hey, guys. So it's my episode today.
Yes. But before
Fuck Josh. I'm not even going to let him talk today.
Get into that. We do have very important matters. So we have decided as a throuple, of course, we're getting a lot of listener submissions. Again, if you want to send in your own stories, send them in. judgiespod@gmail.com. You can DM us on Twitter and Instagram. Don't leave them as TikTok comments. If you're doing a TikTok Q&A, make it juicy or else you're getting fucking deleted. I'm sorry. We got too many. We got too many bad ones. But
we got like a million likes on TikTok. So like
we do have a million likes on TikTok.
We're just too popular to
We're kind of a big deal.
Yeah. I'm super excited because I actually put in my 2 weeks today. So I'm going to put this on my resume. I'm really hoping.
No, Christian, I think you're speaking incorrect. You tried to lift a lot today and you were 2 weeks. Is what you meant to say.
I think that's what he, yeah. That's what he
you're
meant
a small
sure,
man.
That really I know this man is not going to quit his job when he's making the most money out of this thruple.
So.
We're making money off TikTok. Fucking, I can
like,
quit.
You're going to fucking dox me like that? What the fuck?
We've made $70. I think it's time for one of us to quit, and I think it's time for me
to
quit.
I think
it's
the lowest paid individual,
I will say,
which is
guys,
me.
I will say, we have made $70, but Ratchet and Clank came out today, and that was $70 to me.
What does that mean?
A video game. It has a lot of nostalgia to it. I approve the purchase. I'm sorry, Erica.
2 out of 3, really? Really? We hit the threshold for super majority. But guys, back to what we were saying. We're not going to be able to answer every question, mainly because if it's too heavy of a topic, it kind of gets awkward. Or if it's just a question that we feel like we get a lot. We do obviously want to answer as many as we can, but we don't want to be saying the same thing every time. But we will do our best to try to get to as many listener-submitted questions as possible. That being said, our new format's going to be roughly first half of the podcast, stuff we find, because we still want to make it personal about us, what we think is funny, introducing new concepts, ideas. Then Circle Jerge, it's never going away. Sorry about it. Sorry, not sorry.
It's too good of a time. We just all enjoy it.
It was the
so
dumbest
much.
Bit, arguably the dumbest bit that we committed to.
It's really unfortunate that we stuck with the name because it's not. We argued last episode or two episodes ago about bad names for the podcast and such, and Circle Jerge.
It's up there for bad names.
It
doesn't sound good. Hard to spell. I never know how to spell
we
it.
We both spell it differently from each other.
But yeah, so back half, after Circle Jerge, that's where we'll sit with our listener-submitted stories. And if we get a ton of them, we'll do maybe a bonus episode, or we'll just do an oops, all listener-submitted episode. Of course, you guys are our number one priority, but also we're our number one priority. We're all tied at one, baby. So, that being said...
Thanks for all the listens. Thanks for all the likes on TikTok.
And thanks for all the reviews. We're going to get into some reviews, and Erica... You're going to like some of them. Now, I do have some fucking beef because I don't know when it was. We're bulk recording, guys. I'm sorry. But I brought up that we got our first 4-star review.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We now have 2 3-star reviews.
I'm fucking pissed.
And these fucking cowards don't even give us constructive criticism. I'm fucking serious, dude. It's rude as shit. So
it's absolutely fucked.
We do have 2 more 5-star reviews with little comments here.
Do we have 3 more?
No, we read one of them. Me and Josh have had this conversation.
R23DO7, we're sorry. Every single time we look at your review, we're like, did we read this yet? And we always have. But the next one from Jedgbusk Love.
I gotta read that one.
Love. Why'd you ruin it? I was gonna surprise you with the review.
But because you always ask me to look at it because I'm the only one with an iPhone.
You haven't looked at these in like 3 weeks.
What? She is the one that always looks up the reviews.
Anyway, from
man, I feel like
I feel like we've ruined the momentum on me perfectly pronouncing this person's username, and I will never be able to do it again. So, from see, I fucked it up. Love you guys. Found on TikTok, and now I have been listening to your podcast every morning, Sugar Ray style, on my way to work. Keep it up.
He's got the halo.
Judgy's on my radio, and I love it all the way to work.
Nice.
I know it's not right.
Oh, okay. You got a second one?
No.
But I feel like I get used to it all the time.
Okay, Josh, I know you got the gift too. Let's hear it.
We'll save it for next episode. Erica, let's read the next review off of iTunes. Again, guys, leave us reviews.
This is posted by Lazy underscore C. And the title is Jesus Chrissy Christ, this podcast with 5 stars.
Wow, their favorite person must be Christian if they're saying Chrissy
and
Christ.
I just love that title. That's really what hooked me into this review. This podcast never fails to make me bust out laughing. You're gosh darn right. I always sneak my headphones during after hours cleaning at my job, and these three Ooh. Never fail to make a crappy day end on a high note. The judges are the best.
Erica's. Josh especially. Did you change it to Erica on purpose? It says Josh especially. Nobody check it.
It says Erica. You spelled my name wrong.
It kind of. I gotta
take what I can get.
I gotta say, it kind of pisses me off because like they open it up with like a Chrissy Christ, and yeah. I was pretty excited because I kind of have a Chrissy Christ complex. So
yeah, for sure. But kinda, like, I love that it knocks Josh down a peg because he's not even mentioned.
Yeah, pretty upsetting that there's Chrissy and Erica, no Josh in there. To me, is bad. Well, I think.
the whole review is kind of like I'm joshing around here. You know?
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
It's like bad jokes. No one really thought it was that funny.
Thanks for the love.
Thank you. I will say something that happened that's weird is I run the TikTok. Lo and behold, the Judgies podcast.
Giving a peek behind the screen here.
And I was replying to comments on our TikTok, as I do, to help boost the algo, as one does. And somebody said, I said, like, I made a joke about buying alcohol for kids underage. And somebody said, we don't do that, Josh.
Correct.
Pretty weird. One, obviously we don't do that. But pretty weird to be called out by a stranger by name for the first time. And also, how they know I run the TikTok? It's never been said that I run the TikTok.
I mean,
do I just exude running TikTok energy?
Oh, for sure.
I think it's more like in the voice that is the replies on the TikTok. Well, it's definitely in your voice.
I try to throw in way more emojis than I normally use.
I think they would know it was me by the use of exclamation points and punctuation.
And you definitely don't use
as per my last reply. You're just completely formal on here.
Thanks for the reply, exclamation point. We'll get back to that on that shortly.
Hey,
exclamation
point. Just circling back to the last post you made, I talked with the boss. He didn't like what was going on.
And you definitely don't use enough emojis to be on my level. Because I like to have, I kind of tell a narrative with my emojis.
Well, you see, Christian, as a sort of TikTok like influencer myself, you have to have a good balance. Too many emojis, you look too, what's the fucking word? Chuggy.
Okay.
And not enough. And you look cold, distant.
Okay.
Bad.
That makes sense.
All
that
this
makes a
workplace
lot of sense.
Email etiquette talk. You guys, let's get into the first story.
Okay, we read stories on this podcast in case you're new. And Erica does that now.
I'm doing that. This article from, you know, Facebook, because I'm a fucking boomer and I still go on Facebook.
Hey, that's all right. We get good content from your Facebook articles.
Yeah. I know, right? Okay, so here's one. This is posted by diffused.com.
Okay.
By Malaika?
Yeah.
I would say Malaika. All right. The title is Coworker's Lunch Gets Stolen. Intense Office Drama Ensues.
Uh-oh.
This is a Twitter thread that they screenshotted.
Of course.
And double put in an article
in
and then
double
posted on Facebook.
I mean, that's fair because 90% of good posts on Twitter are like screen grabs from Tumblr. So
yeah.
Circle of life.
Coworker got his lunch stolen and they've agreed to let him watch the security camera tape. This is the most excited I've ever been at any job ever. The lunch in question was shrimp fried rice, which means this escalates from a misdemeanor to a felony, no doubt.
You tell me, a shrimp fried that rice? One of my favorite jokes.
They're going to fucking catch hands. If someone snatched my fried rice, they'd be catching my hands.
Oh, for sure. Case facts. Lunch was in the fridge for less than an hour before it vanished.
Wow.
No shrimp smell remnants in the microwave or the kitchen.
Ate it?
This
cold,
was a professional hit, no doubt. Holy shit. He's back. He watched the tape. He knows who did it.
Uh-oh. It was
Colonel Mustard.
So the man whose lunch was stolen sits across from me. The person who stole his lunch sits right next to me. She left for the day before the investigation started. According to the video, this psychopath didn't even eat the food. She took it out of the fridge and threw it and buried it in the trash. Her motives remain completely unknown. In lieu of what he saw on the tape, he has decided to not press the matter more. Can't say I blame him. We don't know what this woman's fully capable of.
Yeah.
She, you know, if she's throwing away lunches, she might fucking throw away your life.
Facts.
I would watch out.
Points to clarify. He bought the shrimp fried rice at about 11:30 a.m. carry out.
Okay.
And he put it in the fridge to chill until he takes his lunch at noon. So she had exactly a 30-minute window of time to do what she did. There was no intention of microwaving the food. Update. Okay, so when dude watched the video with HR, they asked, what do you want to do about this? He told them he was solely interested in who did it and that he didn't want to be responsible for someone getting fired. He's a good dude.
A fucking pussy, if you ask me.
After charges were dropped, HR sent a company-wide email about not stealing people's lunches. She is scheduled to arrive at work in 20 minutes. My blood is on cocaine.
I can't believe HR sent out an email.
Yeah. I guess you have to at that point, right?
After one incident?
Yeah, what do you mean?
All right.
She has walked into the room, and the room is dead silent. Dead fucking silent. Yet there is a palpable explosive energy pulsing through everyone but her. From the moment she walked in, I've just been staring at her. Watched her open her email, and now she clicked on the goddamn HR email. Holy fuck, strap in, here we go.
Let's do it.
I can't move. I simply cannot move. Anything could happen right now.
It's fucking edging.
4 exclamation points, which I can only imagine is the sound from a video game. That...
Super Smash Brothers.
Is that the thing? Where they go...
Yeah. Wait, no.
Can you edit in the noise?
No,
for
it's not
me?
Super Smash Brothers. Is that it's Metal Gear Salad?
That wasn't a joke.
Metal Gear Salad. Metal Gear Solid. Jesus Christ. I can't say.
Anyway. After seeing the HR email, she says out loud, "Whoa, someone stole a lunch? Who would do something like that?
This monster."
I am on the side of the accused. Continue.
The person throwing it away?
Continue.
Joshua, we might be having some words later. All right.
Word salad.
I may have to run out of this room.
Metal Gear word salad?
After she said that, Shrimp Guy responds, well, yeah.
Don't call him Shrimp Guy.
That shrimpy guy over there.
He's 6'7".
Shrimp Guy responds, well, yeah, it's not okay to throw someone's food away. And we are all about to start screaming. This shit's about to get crazier. After he says that, she goes, oh, it was your lunch? She continues, well, why would you go to HR about that? She has simultaneously denied her involvement and called the guy who saved her job a snitch. Dude just sighed and went back to work after she said what she said. She looks frighteningly calm. Sorry, there was a typo. I got confused. She looks frighteningly calm. I'll keep updating if anything else occurs, but all I can say is that everyone in this office, from the janitor to the founder, knows what she did. She now carries an invisible scarlet letter. This is real. This is happening. We know who did it, but we don't know why. It's a post-production company, so we're in fact open today. She's been sitting 3 feet from me this whole time. Unbeknownst to the guy and the woman, I just ordered 3 shrimp fried rice plates for lunch.
That's the move.
And we'll be hand delivering them. She took the fried rice from me with a big smile on her face. She's eating it and loving it. This is utter ruthlessness. I love shrimp fried rice. quote, the thief. I wish I could close this up with a neat little bow, but it appears that we may never know why she did it. Maybe she doesn't know she did it. Either way, I'm now forced to work 40 hours a week next to a cold-blooded individual. Should I, like, say who posted this on TikTok?
Nah.
Who tweeted it?
Wait, somebody submitted this to you?
No.
Like, who they stole the screen grabs from?
Oh, you want to give him props?
I don't know.
Yeah, throw out that at.
It was at Zach Toscany.
There you go.
You figure that one out. Don't help him.
Thanks for bringing us along on that wild ride.
I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt here. Like, maybe she thought it was, maybe she had ordered from that place recently and was like, oh, I accidentally left my leftovers in there and threw them out before she was going home for the weekend.
I was going to say,
I don't believe somebody could be so malicious and or so ignorant to just go in and see a still warm box and be like, I don't like Jeffrey, and just throwing it away. And then have the acting chops. I know they're a post-production company, but have the acting chops to go through with the, like, oh, is that your meal that got thrown away?
Well, I do agree. The only reasonable thing here is, like, she swore she saw that box in there for, like, a week now. She's like, it's got to be bad. You got to throw it away.
The issue that the little thing that could have fixed all of this and prevented it from happening.
If you say communication, I'm ending the podcast right now.
Write your fucking name on your food.
Yeah,
that's...
Write your name on it.
Yeah.
We literally at work have a permanent marker, like, right next to the refrigerator for this purpose.
Also,
that would be smart, though.
Maybe it's on the guy who ordered the food. Like, maybe just fucking order it when you're on lunch. Maybe don't also, just take up food, some fridge space.
Also, eat lunch at 11:30. If you're going to order the food, just fucking eat it right then and there.
Yeah, just take it 30 minutes.
It's crunch time. They're in post-production.
Then why'd you take the time out of your crunch time to go order food? Just wait till you're done.
They clearly
you want them to wait 16 hours? Clearly, you guys don't know the life of a post-production person.
Well, clearly you don't know the life because Shirley took a fucking while you're working. We're both pissed at you.
A working lunch.
Also, I think the biggest concern here is the health risk here. You can't cool hot food.
Correct. Well,
right?
You can, yes.
Why do you make me leave food out and get it cool before refrigerating?
Because of the moisture.
It's called proper cooling.
So I don't have to do this.
Yes, you absolutely do.
So why are we not mad at this guy for not doing this? You just said I didn't. I was trying to make this bad guy. Now you're saying he's not the bad guy.
No. You said we're not supposed to cool food. But, like, you do.
Just... Okay, sorry, I misspoke.
It's sort of more like a total entropy of the universe thing. Like, everything becomes more disordered, but, like, everything wants to go back to, like, that zero point, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, so, like, the energy was put into the universe, or really taken away from the universe, put into the shrimp when it was frying that rice, and then it had to be released back into the universe.
Yeah.
Okay, so she was right to throw it away.
Don't fucking at me, nerds.
She was right to throw it away.
No!
I wouldn't say she's right.
She shouldn't have thrown it away.
To be fair, this dude is a fucking snitch. Who goes to HR after one fucking thing? Like, I get it. Like, you just spent
$15. Shrimp fried rice is expensive.
I get it. But after one thing, to not only, like, bring it up to somebody and then have them be like, oh, yeah, we're going to let you watch the security tapes. What the fuck kind of company is like?
That's wild.
Yeah,
right?
We're going to give the employee the knowledge to, like, because now everybody knows that woman's going to be ridiculed, even if it was a simple mistake, and they don't communicate and just ask her why she did it.
That's my biggest problem here is, like, we all know, everybody's staring at her. Just ask her, like, hey, man, we know you did this. Why? What? Do you not like somebody the smell of fried rice?
Do you not like this guy?
That would be the biggest thing. Twist. It's passive aggressiveness.
Turns out they're divorced. Jesus.
That was a missing puzzle piece. You figured it out, dude.
You know what? Fucking DM this guy on Twitter. We'll figure it out. We'll see what happens. Very
Listen funny. Here, Zach Thinney. What was his name? Something like that. That's close enough. You guys figure it out.
Yeah, it was a good Facebook find.
Workplace food drama is probably one of the most overplayed, like, joke situations. It's almost to the point of, like, what's the deal with airline food?
Mm-hmm.
But it's so real.
It's
like once you get into a job where, like, you have a company fridge or an office fridge, there it's fucking war zone. I will never forget the day one of my coworkers microwaved fish. I wanted to fucking punch her.
That's utter bullshit.
Smelly fish. Nobody. Specifically, they were, it was very smelly fish. Made
you
the
don't
whole
microwave
place.
Fish. Stank. If you're bringing in fish, you've had
Erica,
to eat
now,
it cold.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You don't want to heat up cooled food, right?
You don't want a cool hot food. That was what I was trying to say. I'm sorry.
You don't want a hot cool food, though, correct?
You want to cool food down properly, meaning we don't need to get it. If you want to know how to properly cool foods,
you leave it on the counter for a day and a half, and then you put it in the fridge.
You give them a pack of cigs and tell them to scram.
Listen, if you cool big pots of things down by just throwing it into the refrigerator, it's not going to get cold fast enough, and you're going to get fucking botulinum toxin poisoning. So,
where does
like,
it get cold faster outside?
You put it into smaller containers. Okay. But with the shrimp fried rice, it's most likely not going to be an issue because it's in a small enough container.
No. Have you ever had fried rice? That shit's so dense and so tightly packed. The middle of that is, I've read research papers that's as hot as the surface of the sun.
Okay. I believe you.
And
you're saying that research paper's lying to me? No. I can find it right now.
I believe you. I literally just said I believed you.
Well, it was just like the tone. Huh?
What's up?
I'm writing HR right now.
Who's HR? We don't work Aurora. Together.
Once we file this as an LLC, we're going to get an HR and your ass is grass, sister.
Okay.
Better be expecting the email.
Good luck carrying this podcast without...
You don't
me.
Think two male hosts could host a podcast that has a 73% female listenership?
No.
I don't know. One of them called me hot.
No,
so.
But like with a heart. No, but like with the sparkle emoji before and after the word.
The sparkle emoji does so much heavy lifting for me on like tweets. Like, I love it. I love that shit. It's almost to the level of the eyes and the mouth. It was the eye, big eye, lip, eye. I fucking loved that shit. Bring it back.
Bring it
petition
back.
To bring it back.
Are you guys change ready for a doozy of a story?
All right.
I was thinking we could do a don't see for this part.
We've already hit our doozy quota, so maybe what's like a toned down doozy?
Like, well, a doozy? I'm not even like that impressed with the story itself, but the top comment.
Okay. Oh. Well,
okay. Now I'm
interested.
Yeah, you piqued my interest.
All right. Found on Reddit. Had a screenshot just in case it got deleted because it had that kind of vibe. Didn't go back to check to see if it's deleted. We're going to say that I saved us by screenshotting. Am I the asshole for not disclosing my sex life to the bride when I was a part of her wedding party? My friend Abby, quotes Abby.
Yo, fuck Abby.
Is beside herself and is having a meltdown over something that happened over 7 years ago while we were in college. For whatever reason, Abby's husband... of 3 years, decided to mention to her that back in college, he and I had a brief, non-committal physical friendship when I was in between relationships. The booty calls lasted all of several months, and when it was over, it was over. Like, no big deal.
That's a long time.
And I had specifically requested that he keep the knowledge of our booty calls to himself, as I did with all my booty calls. All of this happened before Abby started dating him after college, and like I said, ancient history. Abby is furious that I would keep this from her, especially since I was in her wedding party. I get that she might have been uncomfortable with having me as a bridesmaid had I been actively hooking up with her then fiancé, but as I said, it was ancient history and predated their relationship. I'm just really baffled by the etiquette around this situation.
Okay. Do we want to deliberate and then top comment?
Sure.
Or?
I guess I can like kind of see where Abby's coming from, tiny bit, just because people are like possessive and it's like, that's my husband you're talking about. But we're going to blame all the husband here because you just don't. You leave that detail out. If you knew they were in their wedding party, no, that was a bad move on his part.
If he should have told her before.
Yeah.
That would be the best option, but most men are fucking dumb like me, and you should have not said anything.
Yeah, I guess there's a point in no return where it's like at some point, because if you're already married, you're golden guy. Like, just, isn't that what that show is about, golden guys? I feel like at that point, you're just like, eh. It depends. To me, it really depends on how close they still are.
I want to know.
If you're seeing them on like a weekly or monthly basis, you gotta tell him. But if it's like once a year, who cares?
She was in the wedding party because she's friends with the husband.
It's not even. Now that
I would also want to know, like, how this got brought up. How did her husband just like sprinkle that information in there? Like, were they in like a group drinking game and like, who have you seen naked in this room? And he's like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
It's multiple people.
I'm just saying.
But she's only mad about the one person writing the story.
Well, he could have told her about the other one already.
Well, that makes sense. But no, if you're going to, if you're like, oh, I'm already banging, I've bung all your bridesmaids.
Bung is not the past tense of banged. Have, it's bang, banged, have bung.
My bad. Sorry, I have bung all your bridesmaids. I think probably what happened is like, well, like, how many people have you slept with? And he's like, two?
That's also something you should have discussed before you got married.
I mean, she's like,
who's the... Not that it matters. Yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to, but, like, bringing that shit up after you're already married
is just... If he had ever lied about it, that's really damning. I like to exist in a world where he's just fucking completely oblivious. And just one day, 3 years into their marriage, was out of nowhere, like...
Did I ever tell you that I fucked Abby several times for several months?
His wife Abby or this girl's Abby?
The wife's Abby.
Oh, the wife is Abby.
Abby, you know who has a better body than you sometimes? Is your friend Sarah, who I fucked 10 years ago. Like,
oh my God, I would murder you in your sleep.
Abby, the way you rode me reminded me of that time I banged your friend Sarah.
I know we've had a really good sex life for the past 3 years of our marriage and the 4 years of dating before that. But prior to that, this one girl did this one thing. You know, Sarah.
All right. So the top comment. OP, original poster. I've managed to read through some of your previous posts and comments.
Uh-oh. Is she about to get fucking canceled? Delete the read receipts, buddy.
Yo, fuck you, Sarah.
I'm going to lay out some judgments of your character, and you can take it or leave it.
Hold, this guy's kind of stomping on our thing here.
He's the OG judgy.
Oh, fuck, no. That's his name?
No.
Oh, I was like, we better get him on the show.
No, this is Zachathiathan. He's everywhere.
That wasn't even close.
I don't know, you guys figured out.
I do not want to have a meaningless argument with you, and if you ask, I'm taking the time to write this because you've left me dumbstruck. You've repeatedly posted on Am I the Asshole asking for advice. To me, this shows a pattern of questionable behavior. Absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
She's just like, she needs help. Like, am I the asshole? I can't tell. Still. It's been 7 years. I'm still doing bad stuff like banging Abby's husband.
I think it's good that you're questioning yourself and others. The root of some of your problems is selfishness and a lack of empathy. You are married to your ex-boyfriend's dad.
Okay, well, hang on.
You've gotten him kicked out of his home through months of manipulating your husband, his dad.
All right.
This ease of alienation and repeatedly putting the blame on him is deplorable. In this post, you speak about how you wish to keep your previous relationship with Abby's husband a secret. It is totally normal to not talk about booty calls with friends, but it is not normal to not tell a close friend that you previously slept with her boyfriend. This should have been disclosed years ago. The fact you didn't shows an ease of manipulating information and people that comes easily to you. Gotta scroll to the next page.
This person
This
person is...
I took screenshots.
Tearing into their soul.
Yeah.
This is like if a therapist was a supervillain.
It shows a history of only thinking of how a situation will affect yourself. I would recommend you take some time to reflect on yourself and your actions. Everyone deserves their own happiness, but if your happiness repeatedly comes at the expense of others, it's not true happiness. Filter through your misdeeds and start treating people with respect. You're the asshole. How? That? Just like, first of all, very well put.
Was that like 3 upvotes on that bad boy?
Like when I screenshot this, it was 9,300.
Jesus Christ. Wow. I mean, it's not quite 1 million likes on TikTok, but it's
It got more upvotes than the
ratioed them.
Yeah,
absolutely ratio, dude.
I just feel like, I mean, it was so well written, and like he goes into the drama of her past. I'm just like, get him.
I feel like I need to hear all the other "Am I the Asshole" stories now.
Honestly,
I did not think about that,
Sarah. So. What are you doing? You got to create a fucking alt account.
Get the burner, you fucking dummy.
Oh, edit. To further prove that OP is never going to change, she just proved she's a homophobe by private messaging me, washing my hands and stepping away.
Probably what happened was he just called him like a homophobic slur. But how funny would it be if it was just like, I really appreciate your insight. I hate gay people. And then just like, but thank you. I'm going to use this information. Just like thrown in there. Like, I am a homophobe. That's completely unrelated to what I'm saying here. Like,
yeah, just like
in Pride Month, nonetheless. Are you kidding me?
I can't. It's
fabulous. It was fabulously written.
I'm torqued.
I loved it.
That was a wild ride.
In a bad way. I know. I told you.
How many hours do you spend on Reddit? Because you like just find. Any. How do you find these stories? Because I feel like I spend like, I don't know, 2 hours a day looking through Reddit and I don't find anything good like this. Now you just come with these fucking sleeper stories.
Christian, you spend 2 hours a day on Reddit, but an hour and a half of it is in r/D&D minis.
And the other like half an hour is memes, r/memes.
Researching how to paint minis that you, one, don't own, two, will never own, three, will never paint, four, will never buy because you're a cheap ass. And then you are on r/memes looking for templates for the Instagram account, and then you get to one, and then you check it out because you don't want to seem... You don't want to like try because that means you can fail. So you just go for the safe option every time by using a Snapchat meme, which is getting kind of old. It's been 53 episodes. And you keep doing that. And it's like, what the fuck, man?
Josh, I need you to not talk bad about the Instagram post because I feel like I've brought this up where I'm like, is this still funny, guys?
It's still funny to me, man.
Is the really low quality, low effort Instagram post that says, actual photo from this week's recording, is that still funny?
It's still funny to me.
I really hope people are still enjoying it.
Send us a DM, email us, write a review, let us know. Comment on the Instagram posts. Tell Christian he's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Comment.
Or that he's really brilliant and hot, but don't do that because
we don't like liars.
Get in there with the second post. Obviously, the first post will be a bot saying, you should promote this on whatever records. And I'll have to say, nah, you. And
with
then
the water gun emoji.
I do a water gun emoji and then bang, and then skull, and then ghost. Let them know what's up. I'll fucking catch this heat if they keep posting that shit. And guess what? They didn't post it this week. I think I finally scared them off.
All right. One of our listeners. Time for a break, you
guys. One of our listeners went and killed them as you per your request.
No.
Let's, so thank you, user. I love Christian a lot. 7.
It was me. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
I'm swearing from two spots over here.
And we're back.
Huh?
And we're back. Welcome back from that break.
It really sucks because Christian's editing this and he did something really embarrassing that he's going to cut out. We're not going to say it by name. That way he still has the option.
It's implied that I can't cut it out.
Did you think I was gonna dox you?
just gonna drag me, let them all know.
I was gonna, but then I was like, it'd be funny.
All right, guys, listen. One on the pod.
You ready for my
back to the circle, George?
You ready for another Facebook story?
Circle, George. We like to surge around the circle, but sometimes we just read shit again. So here we go. Erica, we got spicy one.
I'll preface this by saying that Christian and I are talking about starting a family.
Wow. Just dropping it.
We're just going to like let you guys know. It's going to be a while.
It's going to be an immaculate conception, though. You don't have sex.
Josh, do you want to tell him or...
Huh? Oh,
What? I don't want to yes and into anything dangerous here.
No.
There's no good response from me. And now, Erica, I hear this story is so sweaty it might cause pit stains. Thoughts?
That joke's not funny, guys.
I've just been nonstop roasting Christian, which is probably why he's sweating out of his armpits so much.
Oh.
He got into my car today to go to work out, and he had a low pony on. A low pony with a baseball cap.
Paul Revere?
That's pretty close to what he called me.
I said he looked like if Lin-Manuel Miranda was fat or something like that.
Fat with a bad beard.
With a bad beard. I said you look like if a pirate was moved from the 1700s to now and was homeless for a month.
It was like 5 minutes of it. It was an uncomfortable amount of time of him just roasting me.
Paul Revere is really good.
And I know. That's what I'm crying at. It's my own joke.
I think it's the first time Josh has ever actually like gotten under my skin to where I had to take the low point. I was like, I'm just going to wear it till we work out, and then I'm going to change it. And I was just like, I have to take it out. He roasted me too hard. It hurt my feelings. It's not often I actually get my feelings hurt.
I'm sorry, man.
I mean, it's really funny. I was just like, I thought it was bad, but I was like, it's only Josh. And then it's like, it's this bad that even Josh.
It wasn't that bad. It was just really funny.
No, it was.
I will stand by. It was the combination of the low pony, the hat, and the cutoff.
Ah, yes, the cutoff too.
Yeah, you look like really trashy.
That sounds about normal.
It got me, you guys. Okay.
And of course, you only had one low pony in because, much like Paul Revere, we were going by car, one if by land. Two if by sea. You would have had two in your hair.
Boo. They would have been called pigtails.
Hmm.
Low piggies. Oh. What's up?
Is that why they called it the Pony Express? All had to wear low ponies. They were just running really fast. They were just fucking... They were that Victorian.
All right, we're moving on. So anyway.
They're just running.
This is getting out of hand.
That's the Pony
you guys.
Express. It's Christian with the bad...
I feel like I can't even read
my
story. It's going to be too long. God damn it.
Kind of like my little pony. That was the whole problem.
Can I read this, please?
No.
All right. So I was scrolling through Facebook and I found an article from thesun.co.uk.
I love that website. Or maybe not.
And the title says exclusive. Oh, baby, I've had 20 babies in a year by surrogates. We have 16 nannies costing $96,000 and want up to 100 kids.
$96,000 per dia? Per year?
Per year for 16 nannies.
Honestly,
I feel like that's
not that bad.
That's not enough,
that's
right?
That's kind of affordable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, if that's a real quote of, oh, baby, I've had babies, you should have zero. Nobody should ever unironically use the phrase, oh, baby, to preface how many kids they have.
So just over a year ago, this woman was a mom of one, and now she's raising 20 babies, all of whom are her biological children. She's 23.
Oh, this person shouldn't be allowed children. There's something clearly wrong with her to where
she's got the money to do it.
Is her name Perdita and they're all fucking Dalmatians or what?
That's pretty funny.
That's topical, baby. Yeah, that's topical.
So they're from...
If it's funny, then fucking laugh, Erica. Don't give me that shit. What did you just say? It's funny.
That's real cruel of you not to laugh at his joke.
Oh, that sucked, man.
Hell yeah, bro.
Oh, is it my turn?
It was 101
You
Dalmatian
literally
jokes.
Weren't talking.
I literally was.
Christian?
I waited till you paused.
Aurora, can you come play back the video?
Oh, my God.
Thank you. She said I was talking. Anyway, this woman is 23, and they're from the country of Georgia, and she married a 57-year-old millionaire businessman.
Ah, things are starting to make sense.
They've paid £138,000, I don't know how much U.S. currency that is, to surrogates for babies over the past year and 2 months.
It'd be euros if they're from Georgia.
Okay, whatever.
Made-up currency, if it ain't the American dollar.
She's really pretty, though. She's cute. They have now spent $96,000, that's U.S. dollars, it says so because it has the dollar sign. They spend $96,000 a year on 16 live-in nannies who work around the clock caring for their rapidly expanding brood.
Oh, don't call it brood.
Yeah. I'm.
She wants 100 kids.
something's wrong with, like, this is not a normal person.
That's $6,000 a year per nanny.
She's only had one of the children herself, like, via, like, giving birth. The rest were surrogates.
She had one and was like, no more of that. But I'll force other people to do it.
She goes, I'm not sure if we will be the biggest family in the world, but we are planning to be the happiest family in the world. That's for sure. That's so cute.
I mean, the nihilist in me wants to think that, like, or is like, wants to believe that, like, there's some nefarious reasoning behind this.
That's
but
how
she
I feel
sounds
about it.
So nice.
No, that's she's tricking all of you guys. You guys are being duped.
She says it's hard to be a mom to 21 kids when you're pregnant.
Yeah. It's hard to be a mom when you're 21 kids when you're not pregnant.
We are not planning more surrogate babies in the future.
She wants to get to 100 and no more surrogates? She's going to have 76 more children?
They pay their surrogates 8,000 euros? Is that what you said?
Is it an E?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they both look like E's.
One looks like an E like this, and then one looks like an E like this.
Okay.
And it bothers me that they've got, like, four different currencies going through here.
Hey, so, man, Europe's crazy.
That's sun.co.uk if I know them.
So they pay $8,000 for their surrogates for each pregnancy, and they also employ the nannies at a salary of $500 per month each, which is, like, literally nothing to us, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's different. But
that's more than that one American nanny was getting paid.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
The nannies work a rolling schedule of 4 days on, 2 days off, and all live in with their own bedrooms near the kids. They can have their own kitchen. They also have their own kitchen where they can cook and order food.
They got a servant's quarter. Don't worry.
Christian, one of the biggest reasons you were nervous about having kids is because they're expensive, right?
Just move to
Georgia. Yeah, and this person's spending.
How much money do you think it costs per week for everything these kids need? Per week.
Per kid or just total?
Total.
Including nanny charges?
No.
$800?
$17,000.
$800 a week for 21 babies.
$17,000.
$17,000.
We have no frame of reference.
You gave the same exact reaction to both of us.
It's $5,000 to $6,000 per week.
That's still a lot.
That's insane. Sometimes a little more, sometimes a bit less. The kids each have their own wardrobes, but sometimes they share clothes for photos.
Now, something ain't adding up here, because, like, he's only, quote-unquote, only a millionaire. That shit gonna run dry soon.
Yeah, I did a little quick calculation. It's gonna cost him at least $24 million to raise 100 kids to 18.
Are you calculating for inflation?
Fuck. And that was all in euros.
Well, no, that was in USD.
That
so
was
I guess
Australian D.
You'd increase it by, what is it, like 25%?
So the family live in a three-story mansion with each of the kids sharing two or three to a room. That's while they're so small. Then we will separate them later. For now, we have three floors at home. In the future, we will build more floors.
At least three more floors.
Or maybe we'll buy a bigger house.
Oh, they were just planning on adding floors to their mansion?
That's a thing you can
that
do?
That seems insane.
You can't add floors, right? You can like do an addition. You can't just add
in this
floors on top.
In this economy?
She says,
that's a good point.
When
actually.
She was asked whether it's possible to give 20 babies enough attention, she says, I'm doing my best. That's all
I'm
we can
really
ask
trying,
for,
guys.
That's all we can ask for.
I don't know how many kids her parents had, but clearly she didn't get enough attention when she was growing up.
Do you want to know who her favorite one is?
You can't have all of them.
Roswell.
My favorite child is my husband.
Oh, my fucking God.
Sometimes
got him, got
he
his bitch
is
ass.
Like one more kid.
You were so choogy. How are you 23 and choogy?
Fuck you, Sergey, you little fucking businessman, little child of a man.
She says, don't use surrogacy if you don't want. That's your choice, but this is our life and it's our choice. Absolutely.
I don't know how she's they're not doing surrogacy anymore, but they want to get to 100.
I don't know if she's truly going to go to 100, but like.
Now, I can't remember the term, but it's never good to like compare things to like other. Like, it's always bad. Like, you don't want to escalate and like, oh, that's just like Hitler, because it sort of minimizes it. But didn't Saddam Hussein have like 70 kids? I feel like.
I don't know. She sounds like a real Genghis Khan.
You never,
that's what I was thinking. Was
you
Genghis
never
Khan.
Hear of a good guy. who has
a fuck ton of kids.
Yeah. Like, like fucking John and Kate plus eight or whatever. They suck, I think.
The Duggars.
Yeah, the Duggars. Look what just came out with them. There's bound to be issues.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I've been saying this since the beginning. There's something clearly not right with either of them. For either of them want to have...
Listen, sometimes pussy too bomb.
So that's why you have to get a surrogate.
He's just saying yes. He's just like, honey...
Whatever you want, honey.
We can have 100 kids. I don't give a fuck as long as I'm fucking that pussy. And she's like, I'm going to take that literally. We're going to have 100 kids.
So you guys don't play The Sims, but there's a common like Sims challenge where you try to have 100 babies. And it's really hard. So that's this challenge.
She's just a big Sims fan.
I guess. She's like really taking it to the real world.
Sun.co.uk really didn't do their background, and she was actually just playing Sims 4 the whole time.
All the kids have a ton of pictures of
these babies. They're very cute.
There's at least 20 pictures of them.
They're very, very cute.
God. What motivates one to do that?
A mental health issue. I don't know how many times I can say this, guys.
Having literally more money than you know what to do with. And you're like, I guess I'll just birth 100 kids. And now they're all using... Okay, never mind. I was going to say... They must use artificial insemination between both her husband's sperm and her egg. And then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah, he's just.
Because that's not cheap.
No, it's not.
Maybe it is in Georgia, but not in the United States.
So, yeah, that's my wild what? Circle, George. Or do you still want to have babies?
No.
You guys are going to.
You have 4 months to change your mind.
Get pregnant and have. Whatever 100 twins at one time is called. And then she's going to be pissed. She's like, I don't know if we're the largest family in the world. Actually, the Kleckners in the United States just had 100 kids at once. So get cooking, honey.
Centuplets, I guess.
Get cooking.
Get cooking.
Yeah, no.
There's so many details that make me mad about this story.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, currency. Come on.
Currency.
What's going on, guys?
Standardize it.
We'll change to euros. We just need one of them.
Correct.
Bitcoin. Judge Coin.
Judge Coin's going through the roof right now. Invest now.
Quit trying to make Judge Coin a thing.
Judge Coin's going to be a thing. We're in the talks with Elon Musk himself.
Next week's episode's an NFT, so get out the pocketbooks, people.
Every single frame will be an NFT.
Oh my gosh.
And you can only buy it with Judge Coin. Elon's going to go on SNL and redo the Wario bit, but he's the judge in that skit now. And just Kate say Judge Coin the whole time.
Are you ready for a listener submission?
Are we doing one or two?
It's up to you.
I have no idea
about our time.
This one's
not super long.
Let's do one.
Let's do two, because Christian wants us to do one.
Oh, I don't want to edit a long podcast, dude. I got things to do on my days off.
Like?
Not pay attention to his wife.
Watch anime. What?
Eric, let's get to the first one, man.
The first one. All right. So this was.
The only one.
We'll see.
I want to read 100 listeners.
So this was sent to us on Instagram by username. And I asked him if it was okay. And he said it was fine. And the username Andrew_Dufour_. He said, am I the asshole for making this girl turn lesbian?
Oh. I think you're too confident in your abilities, my man. You don't turn lesbian. You just are.
In middle school, I didn't really care too much about school. And just dicked around for the most part.
Yeah, buddy.
There was a girl in my class who liked me nearing the end of the year, and me and my friends thought it would be funny to pull a prank on her. No.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be pretty funny to pull a prank on
someone. It could be funny.
This girl was extremely Christian. And told me, I knew you were going to do that. And told me Jesus she would Christ never Christ. End up liking girls. My friend Harris knew how to open up people's lockers at school.
Harris sounds like a dude that would know how to open a locker.
Every friend group had a Harris.
So he went to the locker.
Neil Patrick or otherwise.
I said, don't write anything bad and just write something stupid. Which he replied, I got you, man. Don't worry.
I got the perfect line.
He goes to her locker during lunch, and I wait till the end of the day to see her reaction. She walks up to me at the end of the day, slaps me, and says, you're an asshole.
That's our job. Come on, guy.
Me being confused, I go to my friend Harris and I ask what he did. Turns out, do you have a guess?
He wrote, if you're not a lesbian by the end of the day, we're going to kill your parents.
Jesus fucking Christ. No.
He said, damn, baby girl.
No. He put dog shit in her locker and said, I don't like you, with my name signed on the bag.
That's damn, not a note. Damn, baby girl.
That's not a perfect line.
So naturally.
A line of dog shit. The smear was a perfect.
His calligraphy was top notch, was the thing.
So naturally, I had some questions. I said, one, how do you know this turned her into a lesbian?
It's a very good point. Yeah, there's no details there. It's mm-hmm. just, my friend put shit in her locker, now she's a lesbian.
Erica, very astute, very good question.
Thank you.
To lead with turning into a lesbian and then never address it.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. Yeah. Guy.
And then question 1.5, because I didn't feel like erasing all of the numbers, I inserted this question, you know. Why did she tell you she would never end up liking girls? Where did that come from? Number 2, did you explain to her that you weren't the one that pulled the prank? 2.5, where did he get the dog shit in the middle of the day?
Very good questions.
Did he already have it with him?
No, Harris stole it from a different kid's locker who keeps dog shit in his locker.
Sure, yeah.
Every school has a dog shit dealer.
So he says, the next school year, she got suspended for making out in the locker room with a girl. There was a lesbian girl in our class, and she was flirting with her girlfriend, and she whispered to me, I swear I'd never do that. I did. But she didn't believe me that we planned the prank a couple days before he did it.
Yeah.
You got issues, man. You're an asshole.
He found he got the dog shit, and then a couple days later put it in there. So he was just, like, really stewing it up.
Who's just holding on to dog shit for days?
Well, no, you can put it in a bag, Christian. You don't just have to keep it in your hand.
Yes.
And?
I agree with that statement there. But who's just keeping a bag of dog shit?
Just put it in a Ziploc, seal that shit up.
Why are you holding on to it, though? Why are you keeping it?
For the prank.
I would just assume the prank was like, hey, we should go prank her. And it's not like I've been planning this prank for weeks. So, I've saved up dog shit for the last 2 weeks.
A couple of things here. One, you did not turn her lesbian. That's not a thing.
Harris did. We get it.
Two, I wouldn't really say that you're the asshole for this situation as much as I would say don't hang out with him. He sounds like he sucks.
He holds on to dog poop for way too long. You don't want to hang out with Harris.
And I had a third point, but I can't remember it. So
I'm going back. He could have just gotten dog poop the morning of the prank. Why is he holding on to it for days?
What if you don't see any, man?
Impossible.
Also, just like don't do pranks like that.
That's not a good prank.
Pranks. It's gross.
That's assault to a degree.
It's gross.
That's a destruction of personal property.
That dog takes his shit seriously.
Yeah.
And you just took it out of his favorite spot. How's he supposed to know where to go again?
Like, dog, that's fucked up.
Did he say how old they are now? Are they still in middle school? Was this like 2 years ago and they're like freshmen now?
This was 3 weeks ago when school ended.
So if anybody else has any stories, DM us on Instagram or Twitter.
Just like the next story we're going to read. You don't want to read another one?
No, it's already been like an hour.
I think we're only at 47 minutes, if you want to.
Oh, okay.
There's a good one in the email.
Okay.
You don't have to, but we are only at 47 minutes or something like that.
Okay.
Oh, I pay attention to the clock. It doesn't say 47 minutes, but I know it is.
All right, I got one more listener submitted story.
Very smooth. This is from our email, judgespot@gmail.com, JUDGIES.
pod@gmail.com.
The shit is the judges of DGIs.
Sorry, I just read the last line.
That sounded like a boom whacker. That was an orange one, to be sure.
I just like the last sentence. I just hate her personality. Whoa, oh, spoiler! I thought that said personally. Spoiler. Like, personally, I just hate her. Never mind, I don't like it as much.
Well, you can read it however you want to.
Okay, just cut this whole bit, I guess.
Huh?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I, 19 female.
Can we make up a name? You got to last time, so keep it behind those pretty little teeth, Erica.
Good, no pressure, Josh, but come with a good one.
Are we okay with saying her name?
No.
Rosalind.
Okay.
Fuck, did I guess it?
No.
I mean, pretty close, though.
Not even close.
Kind of. Zach Kajouia.
Zach Kajouia.
No.
You figure it out, guys.
I, 19 female, started working at my job about 2 months ago. And I got my friend, also a 19-year-old female,
Zach
a job.
Yeah, it was Zach and Julia.
No.
Zachthony?
A job here about a month ago. Over the past week, she got her friend a job here as well. Normally, I wouldn't care, but she knew I had a problem with this friend in particular. We were texting about her when I found out she was going to be working there.
This place has a lot of nepotism going on. Continue.
We were texting about her when I found out she was going to be working there, and my friend asked me why I didn't like her. I told her that I thought she was bossy, demanding, and self-absorbed, and she just said okay and moved on. The next day was my first day working with this girl, and I was being friendly and peaceful because I didn't see a point in making the environment hostile.
Very mature.
Yes. Good on you.
You should have dumped her out. You should have dumped out her shrimp fried rice. Really set the mood.
And then shit in her locker.
Soon after she got there, though, my boss pulled me aside and told me the girl saw what I said about her and I got written up and was forced to apologize. I did apologize and didn't put up a fight over being written up. Later, my friend apologized to me, saying she didn't think her friend would do that. And while I appreciate her apology and luckily her friend is quitting, I was still written up for this, even though nobody involved was at work or clocked in while it happened. So am I the asshole, and did I deserve to be written up?
She's already quitting? For what?
Hostile work environment.
Is that what she did?
No.
That's not...
I mean, personally, I just hate her. I don't know.
The writer or the person that's quitting? The new employee that's quitting?
I was doing a callback to the last line of the text, man. She said, personally,
she
I hate her.
Did she read that part yet?
No. So... She says, also, my friend said she only showed her the text to see if she could think of something her friend did to make me feel that way.
Bad
so
friend.
We could maybe work it out. But nothing specific happened. I just hate her personality. And I really thought that she said nothing specific happened. I just hate her personally. And I was like.
Eric was like, I really vibe with that.
I really vibe with that.
I just get bad juju off.
Listen, sometimes you just get a feeling. This person hasn't done anything to me. Or to any of my friends that make me not like them. But I have a feeling. I see you through whatever ruse you've got going on here. And I know you're a shitty person.
Yeah, and you're
and
just...
And then, when I turn out to be right...
You're all like, don't talk to me.
And now, Erica, may I ask, what happens when you turn out to be wrong?
Nothing. Just... I just hate them forever.
Except the one time where you end up being like friends with them and now you're like, you really enjoy their company.
Oh, what are we talking about? Because yeah. I love, if you're listening, love you. So I don't think that Rosalind?
Yeah.
I don't think you are an asshole. This is, I truly like feel what you're feeling in my soul.
I don't.
This bitch sucks.
Now this is a fun little quandary here because like, so there's Rosalind, mm-hmm. and then she has her friend, Zachajawea, and then Zachajawea invites her friend, Zachthony, right?
Okay.
So Rosalind is not friends with Zachthony. Was Zachajawea a bad friend to Rosalind for telling Zachthony, or was she a good friend for telling Zachthony?
Should she have leaked the DMs, or?
I feel like that's a really good quandary, because like, if she's friends with both of them, Zachajawea, that is, then, like, where does she stand? Like, does she morally have to tell her other friend that she was getting shit talked about? Or does she owe the other friend to keep that shit talk away from it?
It depends on if Zachthony was under... If she was under the impression that her and Rosalind were friends, and Zachajawea was the middleman, then... No, she would be obligated to tell Zachthony.
Because why?
I don't like these names. Because
why
very
would
confusing.
Why would Rosalind like be pissed if she'd never reasoned, right? Like Rosalind right. shouldn't hold a secret grudge. So she was like telling her like, hey, like she doesn't like you. Like, what's going on?
Right.
I think the whole I think you could bring it up that it's like, hey, I don't know what's going on here, but she like doesn't like you that much. I think it's probably shouldn't have shown the actual text.
Message. Yeah,
like,
correct.
Here's the exact reasons why she
never
hates
leak,
you.
Never leak DMs.
And I also think that Zach or Julia should have just asked Rosalind directly, like, hey, why don't you like her? Like, I understand you said these yeah. things, but was there something specific that she did?
Probably should have gone to, yeah, Rosalind first.
Yeah, so if I think she did dirty on both friends there. Oh. I think Zach and Julia.
Very weird. I wonder what job it is to like, immediately leave. Like, come in, get shit talked, get somebody else written up, and like, all right, I've done my damage. Fucking peace.
Movie theater.
Yeah, that sounds like literally a movie theater.
That feels like a movie theater honestly. Drama. There's an AMC drama.
They're teen doctors. They all have MDs already. They just can't keep their personal life away from work. Wait, is this a new show coming to ABC this fall?
Zachary joined hoping that she could see free movies, and she's like, oh, I want to see Cruella so bad. And then it's like, oh, that's the only movie out right now. And she's like,
boys,
maybe
by the time
I
this
don't want
episode
be...
comes out, Cruella's going to be like old news.
Cruella's already old news.
Yeah.
It's more dead than Cruella's mom.
Spoiler. I didn't even know that happened.
She has a mom?
I mean, everybody has a mom.
Huh?
Speaking of having moms, guys, let's get out of here.
Yeah, that's a perfect segue.
Yeah. So, listen, if you liked the podcast, please rate and review on iTunes. We really appreciate subscribe. All of them, as long as they're 5 stars.
Get that 3-star bullshit out of here.
If you're going to leave a bad review, leave criticism.
Say
let me know what I can prove.
Say it with your chest.
Say
don't
it
like,
with your chest.
Leave a little anonymous 2-star shit. And Erica, where could they find us on social media?
I've already said it like 3 times, but our Instagram, our Twitter, YouTube, Gmail, TikTok, Etsy, you know, all the places.
My house.
His house, I guess.
This comes out the day after my birthday. I'm 27 now.
Happy old birthday.
No.
Fucking boomer.
When Christian turned 28, I changed our group chat with Luis to Geriatrics and
Christian or
Erica and Josh.
Yeah.
And, I feel like it's going to have to change to Geriatrics and Erica for a little over a month.
Yes.
And then we'll go back to the boys or whatever it was.
Yes.
And speaking of the boys, the bye.
Oh my God, that was awful.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Have a great day.
The judges love you.